Welcome to Quickies.
You know what time it is? It's time for Quickies, brought to you by In.com. My name is Arjun and let's check out what's been up in the world of entertainment. Last week, we saw Virat Kohli and his entire team making their way to England to play the World Cup. They all looked dapper wearing their official suits, ties and shiny shoes. And while this might be the real life is not far behind because this morning, Ranveer Singh and the rest of the team / cast of Kabir Khan's film 83 were dressed exactly like the cricketers of the Indian team and were headed to the destination of the World Cup. They arrived at the airport in a bus that had Couples Devils written on it, and as soon as they stepped out of the bus, they happily posed for the paparazzi and some fortunate fans as well. For those of you who don't know already, 83 is based on India's victory back in 1983 Cricket World Cup when the Indian team was led by Kapil Dev. It is a story worth telling because it was the first time that India lifted that remarkable cup. The makers have a stellar cast in place and Kapil Dev is being played by none other than Ranveer Singh, who has undergone some intense training and he also lived with the ace cricketer for a few days just to observe and learn his mannerisms. Looks like it's finally time to turn that training into some memorable performances when the cameras start rolling. We are waiting for pictures from the set, but in the meantime, why don't you head over to in.com to see these fine gentlemen all suited and booted up. Speculating whether two celebrities are in a relationship or not is something that everyone seems to love, and for quite some time now, one such rumored couple that has been all over the internet is Arjun Kapoor and Malaika Arora. But walking hand in hand in public and exchanging flirty comments on social media, it doesn't seem like a rumor, which basically led us to waiting for one of them to confirm the news and make it official. And now it finally is, thanks to Arjun. During an interview with Filmfare, he said, "We've come out because we feel the media has given us dignity. There's certain understanding that media has. They've been respectful, kind, honest, and decent about it. That is why I felt comfortable. You recoil when there's a certain gandagi that comes with the territory, when purposely people irk you by saying, writing, or asking things. There hasn't been any of that. Where the paps are concerned, we give them photos when walking in and out of a place. It is normal. We talk to them. There's certain ease." He also clarified that they were not hiding anything, and so he asked the paparazzi to not wait outside his or Malaika's house to click pictures. In his words, "I told them don't sit under the house just because it looks like we're hiding when we're not. Let it be natural, let it be normal. I don't want my neighbors being disturbed, I don't want her neighbors being disturbed, we are not doing anything wrong." Although this doesn't end here, because another rumor making the rounds is about how the two are going to be tying the knot soon, which both of them have denied. But worry not, for we shall keep you updated as usual. Working with certain people in Bollywood is pretty much a dream. Thanks to Bharat, Disha Patani got to live the dream by getting an opportunity to work with Salman Khan. In the film, she plays Bhai's love interest during his younger days, and even though the film is yet to release, we've already seen the couple romancing and dancing in the song Slow Motion. And it looks pretty good, but there's a chance that this might be the last time Disha works with the Dabang star. It's not because of anything bad, but rather a practical reason. In a recent interview, Disha discussed the age gap between her and Salman and used that to reason out why she might not get an opportunity to work with him again. She said, "Ali sir called me with a role which is more of a special appearance. I heard him out, and since the character is that of a trapeze artist alongside Salman sir, I came on board. Honestly, I don't know if I will ever get to work with Salman sir again. Even Ali sir told me this while narrating the script. Obviously, because of the age difference between us, in Bharat it is acceptable because that portion shows Salman sir in his 20s and 30s. So it was an immediate yes. He is a wonderful human being and very hardworking. I got to learn a lot from him. That aside, Bharat is special because I have never done a film set in a different era." But she could be wrong, considering in Sanjay Leela Bhansali's upcoming film Inshallah, Salman Khan will be seen opposite Alia Bhatt, and needless to say, there's a significant amount of age gap between the two. Nonetheless, for now, Bharat is going to hit the big screens in about a week on June 5th, so I think it's best to experience what is rather than what will be. Dharma Productions is known to do some unusual things on screen, but who knew that off screen wasn't par? I'm talking about a film called Drive, which was meant to be released a year ago, but has ended up missing at least 4 release dates so far, with the latest one being 28 June 2019. Reportedly, the action scenes are taking longer than expected, which is why the film is not yet ready, but according to the insiders, that is only the tip of the iceberg. A source recently stated that Drive has just not shaped up well. It's as simple as that. Karan Johar, being a kind-hearted producer, did not want the film to be announced as shelved, as this would damage director Tarun Manusukhani's career. Tarun might not ring a bell instantly, but he was the director of Dostana, which came out back in 2008. After which, the plans of making a sequel to Dostana were announced and scrapped at least 3 times because Karan was not happy with Manusukhani's script. But coming back to Drive, which is a remake of the 2011 American film with the same title, started filming roughly 3 years ago, and even though it was completed, the end product was just not matching the quality standards of Dharma Productions. The source also added that it was meant to be Bollywood's own Fast and Furious with never-before car chases and a road frenzy that would give Indian audiences a new high. Sadly, there's nothing fast about the way the project has developed, although Karan Johar is certainly furious at the end product. Rest assured, it won't make it into the theatres. After Kalank and Student of the Year 2, Karan Johar can't risk another potential debacle. Looks like it's time for Karan to take a backseat when it comes to this Drive, huh? So many things happened last year, but one of the highlights was most definitely Deepika Padukone and Ranveer Singh's wedding. And while everyone had an idea about it, they managed to keep the entire thing in stealth mode until the very end. Interestingly enough, there was only one person who knew about it from the very beginning, and that is designer Sabyasachi Mukherjee, who crafted the couple's outfits for their big day. In a recent interview, he spoke about how perfect Deepika was as a bride by saying, "You know, it was wonderful working with Deepika. You know, sometimes the most painful thing that can happen to a designer is that the bride does not know what they want. Sometimes they don't even know why they are getting married or who they are getting married to. And Deepika knew everything. She knew who she was getting married to and why she was getting married. She knew the color of her outfit. She knew the jewelry that she wanted to wear, her flowers. She even knew the idli and the South Indian coffee that was going to be served to the guest when they woke up every morning. They flew down all the caterers from South India. The entire thing was perfect, just like her wedding lehenga, which became super special when Sabyasachi incorporated a Sanskrit blessing, Sada Subhagyavati Bhava, on her dupatta, which translates to "May you always be lucky as a married woman." Well, looks like so far so good, Mr. Mukherjee. And that brings me to the end of today's podcast. My name is Arjun. Until next time, stay awesome.
The Quickies on in.com.